Hey, it's Jeff and Paul, the Peanut Gallery around Australia on Triple M. And we're joined in studio tonight by a name that you may not be familiar with if you follow the AFL, but by God, you'll know him if you follow the VFL,
yep.
Paul. He has kicked, in his career, 873 goals in the VFL, and he's won their Coleman Medal, which is called the Frosty Miller Award. He's won it 9 times. Frosty himself only won it 6.
Oh.
He's one of the big draw cards for this year's EJ Witten Legends game, which happens tomorrow night. Nick Sautner, welcome to the Peanut Gallery.
Thank you, gents. Thanks for having me.
We're going
to
get to the Legends game in a second because Paul's got some key matchups for you and a few ideas. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, I mean, the question that's followed you around, I guess, your whole life is why didn't you play AFL? What were the key moments in your career where we were almost there?
Yeah, I had pre-seasons at both Melbourne and St Kilda, and unfortunately, the night before a draft, I kicked 5 in a practice game at St Kilda when Andy Collins was there and Tim Watson was the coach. Grew up a Saints supporter and thought this is my opportunity, but unfortunately they chose a couple of other players and I missed out.
So hang on, you kicked the 5 and you thought, hang on, this could happen. Who did they go with?
I think they went with Freddie Campbell, they went with Sean Charles, I think Tony Francis from Collingwood, I think also Damien Monkhurst, who may well be playing in the Legends game.
He's playing in your team. So he might be putting a few lace out to you.
Well, there we go, I'm hoping.
If he can get that bloody leg off the ground. Have you seen Monkey's legs in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I know. I remember him and also a guy, Paul Deer, that I reckon their thighs would be the width of my body. So they're some big boys.
Well, you have a chance to give the finger to all these people who have overlooked you over the last decade by playing in the EJ Witten Legends game. You're lining up for Victoria. And, Paul, you've got some crucial matchups there.
Look, the All-Stars, they've got an all right team, but, geez, there's some great ways to get into the heads of some of these players. I noticed that we've got Brodie Holland. He's playing.
Right.
And he has turned into a pretty boy, hasn't he?
He has a bit,
oh,
actually.
If you could bloody go up to him and say, oh, how are you doing, Brodie? He didn't recognise you with your top on. You get on... No, you get on Google. Get on Google and you do a search for Brodie Holland. Is he wearing any clothing in the
There's
last 5 years?
There's more of him with the top off than on, that's for sure.
What about Des Headland? Do you reckon you might make a few comments about Des Headland's tattoos?
I know that both Brodie Holland and Des have got some tats, but they also played a lot more AFL than I ever did, so I'll have to be very careful in what comments I make.
Right, well, that brings me to Ryan Fitzgerald. Fitzy, of course, of...
He has played.
Nova fame.
He's played.
He only played a couple.
Two more than me.
Oh. He'll be likely to bloody injure his knees in the car park, won't he? Fitzy Fitzgerald. And then, of course, the captain, Wayne Carey.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if he went back to his old position, Nick, of centre-half back and lined up on the duck? Could happen.
I'd be suggesting I'd probably take myself off at that point in time.
Oh, no. I think you should reveal a little bit of capsicum spray, maybe a wine glass, remind him of his night on Denton. Hey, King Carey. Want to go to Vegas? Dress up as a cop. Dress up as a Vegas cop.
Would you do any of this, Paul?
No. No. No way.
Well, you can see for yourself just how good, perhaps the greatest player to ever play in the VFL, Nick Sautner, is. Tomorrow night, gates open at 6 for the pre-game entertainment, and then the big match kicks off at 7:30.
Would the music men be getting a run there for a bit of pre-game entertainment?
Look, I think they're a stable. I'm just having a look at the press release.
I'm just concerned that Russell Robertson is playing. Who is going to do an acoustic version of a popped-up Advance Australia Fair?
I don't know. Go to legendsgame.com.au, get your ticket and find out for yourself. Yep. Nick Sautner, thanks for stopping by the Peanut Gallery.
Thank you very much. Just a reminder, tickets are available on ticketmaster.com.au.
That is for the game, not for the Russell Robertson concert, incidentally.
This is Jeff and Paul on Triple M.